We're back on KID's Morning News, and joining us in studio this morning, Kelsey Griffey is the Fire Information Officer with the Bureau of Land Management. And in advance of the eclipse, which is just 18 days away, Kelsey, welcome. Good to have you in studio this
morning. Good morning.
Well, tell us, I know that you look outside and you want ideal viewing conditions, and a good thing the eclipse isn't today. It's very smoky. I was out walking last night. The moon was beautiful, but it was bright orange. Before we get to some of the stuff that you're doing, do you guys keep an eye on the forecast to see what these conditions are going to be like?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we always watch the fire. That's part of our morning briefing, is looking at weather to know if we have storms coming in and what the temperatures are.
So how's it looking for the next little while?
Well, that's kind of still a little ways out. That's hard to tell.
Yeah.
And but the end of August is always our hottest, driest time of year. That's when we're in the heat of fire season.
Do we, in the next week or week and a half, are we expecting some rain or wind that might clear this out?
There is expected to have a little bit of rain coming in, but I don't trust the forecast always.
Sure,
it changes.
No. Absolutely. You need to have a lot of caution there. All right, let's talk about eclipse planning, because the last thing that you guys want, and there are a lot of different firefighting agencies, BLM, especially on public land, is integral in all of this. So I'm sure you have an elevated level of concern with hundreds of thousands of people coming into the region, and you're getting ready for this. So tell us what you guys have been doing.
Yes, we're very concerned because this is an influx of people from all over the country, potentially from around the world coming in, who aren't familiar with our country and our fire season and public lands. And so they aren't used to recreating on them like we are. And in eastern Idaho, already 50% of our fires are human caused. And so then to have an influx of more people who are unaware of how fires are caused is very concerning to us.
Yeah.
So we're taking a lot of preventative measures.
Like what? Get specific. I know, like, you're mowing some of the medians along the interstate, and maybe talk about some of the stuff that you're doing.
So one of our number one causes in eastern Idaho for fires is vehicle starts. And so that's why we are working very closely with the Idaho Transportation Department and doing those roadside mowings, because people don't realize that they need to keep their vehicles maintained. So before you start traveling for the solar eclipse, do a walk around. Make sure that there's no dragging metal pieces on the ground, or if you're taking a trailer with you, make sure those trailer chains are tied up. But vehicle maintenance is key. You don't want wheel bearings going out, flat tires, all of those things cause fires.
Yeah. Make sure your exhaust system works right, all of that.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely. A burning question, no pun intended, but a burning question I've had is, do you know if there will be a fire ban or a ban on open fires during the weekend of the eclipse?
We're actually discussing that today very seriously this afternoon, because it is a concern of ours, having so many people come into the area. We have a matrix to determine if we go into fire restrictions, but when a big event happens or a large influx of people is coming in, that's one of our boxes.
So it's part of the formula.
It's part of the matrix that we use to determine fire restrictions. So we're taking that very seriously. We're going to sit down with our partners this afternoon, because we don't want confusion either. And we'll look into it, because campfires are definitely a concern. They cause a lot of fires, and a lot of people don't know how to properly extinguish them.
Yeah. And I was thinking, as you talked about it, all of the new people that are coming in from different countries or different parts of the country that may not have public lands like we do here. We locals aren't always that great at preventing fires from happening.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Right? I mean, I'll say it, you know. And so if you have people who come in here who, you know, maybe they come from a lush green part of the country, they never have to worry about sparking a fire here or there. You know, I guess there's part of this education effort and just keeping an eye out.
Because that's definitely part of something growing up in the West that we learn, and we still aren't super great at it. I've found many abandoned campfires because it's so important to fully drown your campfire and stir it and feel that it's cold. And especially when you're out on BLM land, you're in desert. There's not always a lot of water and people don't come prepared. And these are things people don't think about. You think about your drinking water, but not how you're going to put out your campfire.
I know that our public lands will be heavily used during the eclipse. Mm-hmm. I think that's just people are planning on that. With other agencies, law enforcement, first responders of all kinds, hospital personnel, it's kind of an all hands on deck. Just plan on, at the very least, being on call and being here, not on vacation. Is that the same with the BLM?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we will have our resources on that day and staged around the area. We are getting kind of an idea of where where the hot spots are. Definitely Menam Butte area is a concern of ours. And so we will have people close by. And that's another reason we're working with ITD on the mowing is we want there to be room for our emergency vehicles to get through to these spots.
That was my next question, actually, because roads very well could be crowded. And if there's a fire and you need to get trucks there, your response time may be slowed down quite a bit. And and what is a small fire easily extinguishable on any, you know, average day? You may not get to it for a while because of that. So has there been planning on response?
Yeah, that's time? Part of, you know, what working with ITD. The concern there too, you know, why we want it mowed is people parking in dry grass also causes fires. And so we don't want people parking in our tall grass that's happened from over the spring. And then our response times, we definitely are concerned that they will be slower because there's going to be a lot of people just not even on the road necessarily, but just in the country where the fire is going to be. And just having the potential of having to get people out of there quickly. There's a lot of variables there. And it's August 21st, which is a fire season across the nation, especially in the West. And we're concerned we won't know what kind of air resources we could have in the area. Mm-hmm. These are all factors that can influence our ability to contain the fire.
We were reminded the other night, there was a meeting that Idaho Falls put on from the fire chief that the anniversary of the Black Rock fire that started last year and burnt so many acres in the foothills east of Idaho Falls was August 21st, believe it or not, which is so a little odd.
That's the thing.
Coincidence is, there.
Yeah, you know, we've had this spring, we have an abundance of grass. And then it's been really dry and we're in conditions, we're in high fire danger and we have to take that seriously.
So this interview, in addition to airing on KID, will be in a podcast and, you know, we're having some downloads out of the area. So what is the one thing that you feel is most important to tell both locals and people who are coming here from out of the area? As someone who works to minimize the fire threat, what would you tell them?
Know before you go. Really do your homework. If you're coming out, this is an area that you may not know, or even if it's an area that you know, check on IdahoFireInfo.com if fire restrictions are in place, if there are wildfires occurring in the area that you want to go.
Yeah.
These are all things that you need to check, be aware of, do your fire preventative maintenance on your, you know, do your walk arounds.
Would you suggest, maybe, and this would probably be more for locals, because I would not imagine that travelers would do this. Hold on one second here. I wouldn't imagine travelers would do this, but would you suggest people keep a fire extinguisher in their vehicle somewhere? So if there is, you know, you know, so that they can act
definitely
quickly.
Oh, definitely carry a fire extinguisher. The one concern with that is grass fires move fast, and sometimes by the time you get out of your vehicle, it's already well established, and at that point a fire extinguisher isn't going to do a lot.
That's true.
You just need to call 911
absolutely
right away.
All right, Kelsey Griffey, fire information officer with the Bureau of Land Management. Appreciate you coming in this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.